behind, got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, or maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, full wheel sun. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come a looking.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The running mates of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris on stage together for the first and probably only time in the run-up to the 2024 election. ABC's Daria Albinger kept an eye on it.
There were no personal attacks, and at times, Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz even seemed to be nice to one another. But things got a bit testy toward the end of the CBS News vice presidential debate when the Minnesota governor asked the Ohio senator why former President Trump still claims he won the 2020 election.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, Republicans say they think J.D. Vance did a great job. Democrats are saying the same thing about Tim Walz. Today, the VP candidates will be visiting some battleground states. Walz will be focusing on Pennsylvania, and J.D. Vance will be in Michigan. This is ABC News. A smoky milestone in California. Officials say wildfires up and down the state have burned 1 million acres this year so far. We're learning more about the deadly attack on a Kentucky judge allegedly shot and killed in his chambers by the former Letcher County Sheriff. ABC's Eva Pilgrim says video of the attack was played in court.
Cries heard in the courtroom as disturbing new video showed the moment Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins pulled his gun and fired multiple times on Judge Kevin Mullins. Officers responding to the 911 call at the Letcher County Courthouse just before 3 p.m. September 19th. His attorney saying he was having an extreme emotional disturbance. The sheriff now charged with first-degree murder, pleading not guilty. Eva Pilgrim, ABC News, New York.
Nearly 200,000 hybrid Jeeps are being recalled over a fire risk. Owners of the 2020 through 24 Wrangler and Grand Cherokee models are being asked to park them outside until a fix is made. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III. And World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Phillips Public Library is in search of chess players from 12 to 18 years old who would like to join a chess club. They're also looking for a chess coach to help the players. The club would meet and play chess at the library, and the library will discuss what day works best for everyone when they get enough players signed up. Those interested can contact Mrs. Johnson at the library. Catkins Animal Rescue is seeking sponsors for Jordan's Way. These sponsors will be featured live on Facebook on October 5th, and anyone interested can message catkins_Wisconsin@yahoo.com. I'm Austin Brumet, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98 Q Country.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't matter, long as we're going somewhere together. I've got a quarter. Heads Carolina, tails California. We can load what we own in the back of a U-Haul van, couple modern day Moses searching for
Ferris wheel goes around and around. Well, the trouble with up is there's always a down. First I'm holding your hand and we're on the boardwalk. There's heaven right here on these streets and these docks. But the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass. And I can just feel it all slipping away. And babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer? I ain't ever gonna be this summer with you. Maybe it's true, the taste of your kiss is so bittersweet. I ain't gonna beat, no way I'm gonna beat this summer with you. Tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer?
Been listening. It'll be what it will be. It's either him or me. Give me the word and girl, I'm gone. Baby, is someone else calling you? Baby, it's driving me crazy. This being in the dark. Goodbye ain't ever easy, so break it to me hard.
Country. on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Hello, Garth Brooks for a Wednesday, the 2nd of October. Hope you are well. If not, give it a few moments, maybe a little cup of coffee, whatever you need to do to get things rolling here. 70 is going to be our high temp today. Another nice day in the North Woods. It was a little bit breezy yesterday, and today we'll see, again, quite a bit of sunshine, partly cloudy sky, high of 70. I'm dealing with a different weather. I'm going to a different place to get my weather, so I'm struggling to find the wind. Oh, 17, so a little bit breezy yet today. 17 mile an hour average on the wind today, but those leaves in the are rustling up there in the trees, and we're seeing a little more leaf action, although still not the color. And I don't know if we will see the color with the late turn of the leaves. There's some out there, but how vibrant it will be, yet to be seen. Temperatures will continue probably in the 60s tomorrow, Friday, maybe some 70s into Saturday. But just a typical fall combination of highs upper 50s to low 70s, depending on which day you hit. Today, though, pretty good. Like I said, 70 is our forecasted high. On this Tuesday, October 2nd, the Brewers did not get their playoff run off to a good start at all yesterday afternoon. It was not good early in that game. The good news is they got a shot today, but it's an elimination game now. Yeah, it's only the best of three, unless you finish in the top two in your division, which they did not. Top two in the National League. They finished third, even though they won their division. So the Brewers, a best-of-three series, are down one games to none. We'll get more on that right now. And ABC are twice an hour. News and sports update.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The running mates of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris on stage together for the first and probably only time in the run-up to the 2024 election. ABC's Daria Albinger kept an eye on it.
There were no personal attacks, and at times, Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz even seemed to be nice to one another. But things got a bit testy toward the end of the CBS News vice presidential debate when the Minnesota governor asked the Ohio senator why former President Trump still claims he won the 2020 election.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, Republicans say they think J.D. Vance did a great job. Democrats are saying the same thing about Tim Walz. Today, the VP candidates will be visiting some battleground states. Walz will be focusing on Pennsylvania, and J.D. Vance will be in Michigan. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. through to 3 p.m., Phillips is hosting their annual Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. There, you can find local craft and resale vendors, delicious local food, pumpkins, children's bingo, and kids' crafts. You will also find live music, fresh craisins and cranberries for sale, delicious caramel apples, and so much more. Bring the family to town to enjoy this wonderful fall festival. Once again, that is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Phillips for the annual Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been local Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Well, it looks as if fall's finally on its way. Following nearly 2 weeks of high temps in the 80s, things look to cool off a bit, hopefully bringing some consistent fall patterns back in order. Bluegill fishing has been very good, and one nice consistent despite the full moon, the high temps, and not usually on the radar. Very nice, above average. 8.5 to 10.5 inch gills are still being found on the outside coontail edges, 14 to 18 feet of water, and in downwood of 10 to 14 feet. Beaver tails, small crawlers and worms suspending under floats, as well as small plastic grubs are working best. Northern pike has been good to very good. Despite not looking so good last week, pike shot up the charts with some nice reports of anglers catching pike of 24 to 31 inches, working chubs in deeper, cooler slots on jigs with wire leaders. But the best report was of a large 41-inch pike caught on a number 5 MEPS. Yellow perch fishing has been good to fair. Medium fat tails and beaver tails on 1/16 to 1/8 ounce jigs or underslip floats along 8 to 12 feet of cabbage beds and flooded timber. Nice perch at 9 to 12 inches. Looking forward to seeing their surface temperatures drop. That will get fish in the mood and snapping. Most lakes have been very quiet. Lots of room for anglers. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Sport Shop Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sport Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sport Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Keeping our schools safe is everyone's job. Always report suspicious activity, follow emergency procedures, and look out for one another. Together we can create a secure learning environment for our kids. Safety starts with you. This message is sponsored by D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom, and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Watch your all-time high, you're good as it gets. Your hands down best ever make up sex. Watch your guilty pleasure, your old go-to. Well, if you asked me, mine would be you. Watch your worst hangover, your best night yet. Your 90 proof, your Marlboro Red. The best damn thing you lucked into. Well, that's easy, girl. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun-kissed, shining, back road flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Baby, if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. Mine would be you. Watch your double dare, you go all in. The craziest thing you ever did. Plain as your name, and
this tattoo. Look on my arm, mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun kiss shining, back road flying, singing like crazy fools, making up her own words, laughing till it hurts. Baby, if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. What's the greatest chapter in your book? Are there pages where it hurts to look? What's the one regret you can't work through? You got it, baby, mine would be you. Yeah, you got it, baby, mine would be you. Mine would be you, taillights fading, daylight breaking, standing there like a fool, and I should have been running, yelling out something to make you want to hold on to the best love ever. Girl, can you tell me the one thing you'd rather die than lose? 'Cause mine would be. Mine would be you.
These old boots still got a lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long as there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to live ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me, you know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got a lot of leaving left to do. Guess the Lord made me hard to handle, so loving me might be a long shot. Still got a lot of leaving
Tree.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you'll talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found it. Love forever just ain't long enough with a woman. Stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full for just one night with a dress on the floor. Cause with a woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, got a brand new plan. With a woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman.
IDQ with Justin Moore with A Woman You Love. Beautiful start to our Wednesday here with temps in the mid-40s. We'll turn this thing up to 70. 70 will be a bit rare for the rest of the fall season. 60s, and we will occasionally have a bump up into the 70s, it looks like, over the next week or so. We could use a good rain shower, right? We certainly could, but it doesn't look like it's in the forecast. Not anytime soon, anyway. That can always change, of course, in the fall here. I mean, you can get some passing showers come through unexpectedly. The chances of rain are kind of lingering at about 10%. So eventually, if you do 10% long enough, right, it's 100, right? Is that the, if it's 1 out of 10 today and we don't get it, then is it technically 2 out of 10 tomorrow? And then if we don't get it, is it technically 3? I don't... Should have paid attention in those fraction classes in school. But just a slight chance of rain over the next several days. We've got another keyword for you. We've given away a couple of Wisconsin Dells ticket packages already. Pat Lischniewski won one yesterday. And Eddie Busta won one also today. That was the winner from all the texting from yesterday. So Eddie was the winner of the package from all the qualifiers and all the entries from yesterday. So we will do another keyword today, if I can find it. I don't know where it went. But we'll do it coming up after. I'll find it, and we'll do it during the 7 o'clock news. Well, not a good start to the playoffs for the Packers, and now all of a sudden you play one playoff game, and it's elimination. This best-of-three thing after you win your division, I don't think is right. I really don't. It should be a best-of-five. If you win your division... There's only 6 divisions in baseball. If you win your division, I don't think you should be thrown into a best-of-3 series right away, an elimination series. I think you should be treated better than that. And maybe they'll revise that. I'm sure baseball is probably going to be adding some more playoff teams here eventually, I would guess. But division winners should get to get to have a little more flexibility than having one bad game and all of a sudden you wake up on Wednesday and you're like, season's over if we don't win today. Doesn't quite seem fair. We've got, especially since they lost, would have been a lot more fair if the Brewers would have won yesterday. Let's get some words of wisdom to get the day moving as we focus on the family.
My most vivid childhood memories are rooted in experiences, not words. I remember what happened far more than I remember what people said. And I'm sure that's true for most of us. You probably don't remember being told to avoid hot stoves, but I'll bet you remember the first time you touched one. And that's why, when I was raising my boys, I knew experiences would impart wisdom and strengthen character more effectively than lectures. Plenty of situations on the playground and at school taught them to be kind and to stand up for what's right. Last-minute science projects taught them to follow through and finish a job, and maybe plan ahead next time. Helping plan family camping trips taught them to focus on other people's interests, not just their own. Even unremarkable experiences are powerful enough to transform a child. You don't have to jump out of airplanes to communicate a point. A ball tossed around the yard or a drive through the country together will do. I even took my boys to workshops at Home Depot on Saturday mornings. Not only did they learn to build stuff, but they were introduced to important life principles along the way, like patience, following instructions, and creative thinking. The old saying is really true. Actions speak louder than words. To raise kids with character, find ways for them to experience truth rather than just hear about it. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
98Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them. Big old yellow bug, it's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old brown Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Did you miss town? Settling down out here on the outskirts. I'm over all these Saturday nights. I miss the stars. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down out here on the outskirts.
Greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings.
honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Moonlight, here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woods.